The Lexus Velodrome has reopened after being closed for more than a month. The bicycle racing facility is located near I-75 and Mack in Detroit. Dale Hughes is the executive director of the Detroit Fitness Foundation, which operates the Velodrome. He says the building lost power on December 13th.
We have a backup generator, but it had a failed part in it, and thus it did not keep inflating the dome. Thus the dome collapsed.
So what does happen when an inflated dome like that falls?
Well, what happens is it basically put a huge tarp over everything that was inside the dome. The damage that was caused was when it deflated, we had light poles over the cycling track, and those punctured the material. And so then that caused the deflation. But in essence, we had a very strong and thick tarp that was over everything that was on the infield. So our challenge was how to repair the holes and then reinflate. The challenge when the dome was down was that it snowed and it had rained. And so then there was water that then turned into ice that we had to break up and remove off the dome material. And we put a call out to our community, and we had a tremendous return of interest in helping us. And we were able to break up all that ice and remove it off the dome so that the dome could then be inflated. We went about sanitizing things, putting things in order, removing the damaged materials that we had, and prepare ourselves for reopening.
For anyone not familiar with the Lexus Velodrome, what does its reopening mean people can get into?
Well, the Detroit Fitness Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and its mission is to provide fitness and sporting opportunities for area residents with a focus on youth and seniors. The feature aspect that we have inside the dome is a world-class Olympic-style velodrome, which is a cycling track, very steeply banked, that you can ride and race your bike on. And then we also have a running track that we use for running, skating, for fitness seminars, conferences, those kind of things. And we also have a little fitness studio, and we also have a free weight area. And then we have programming. All our programming for kids 17 and under is free. We have free senior walking programs. Seniors can come in here all winter long and be able to walk on the walking track. We call it the ET Oval. It was named after Eddie Tolan, which is the city park that we're in. And he won two gold medals in the 32 Olympic Games. He was a runner. So we named the running track after him. So those are some of the programs. And then our feature thing is trying to encourage kids to ride and learn to ride their bike. So we have free Learn to Ride Your Bike programs for youngsters. We have free Learn to Ride the Track and Learn to Race the Track. So we have an elite team of juniors that race. They've traveled to the national championships and came home with several gold medals and silver and bronze. We actually have a rider right now that is at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado for a 5-week training session that he was invited to. So our goal goes from just trying to get people active to seeing if we can't find some real engines here in the Detroit area that can go on and maybe even make the Olympic Games.